There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Guys, we have touched on it, and it will only touch on it, but traitors.
Traitors.
Oh, last night.
Oh my god.
Welcome back to the group chat, everyone. I'm Sapnus, Daisy, and so we've got Saruf and Steph, who, if you watch our vlogs, you will already know, but you're new to the sofa.
Yeah, first timers.
Excited to be here. Usually I'm on the other side of the camera.
Is it weird? You're like,
yeah, it is weird. I think I'm like very aware of the mic. I'm like, make sure everything's right. I like understand the technical side of it.
But normally as well, must caveat that Steph is always, literally, you always have so much to say, and we basically do include you in the conversation because you're behind the camera, so it's great that you're this side.
I'm delighted to be here. I'm always like wanting to dip in, so
or giggling in the corner,
giggling literally,
like holding it in. Yeah, I always forget because you can't say anything. Yeah.
No, that's the best thing is when I say something, no one else knows what I'm talking about. I can just hear Steph giggling
like in the corner, like silent.
But for those also listening that don't know what your job titles are,
yes.
Saruf, can you give us the lowdown?
Of course, guys. I'm the fashion assistant, so you see me in the cupboards all the time, sorting out all your outfits in and out. I'm always on shoots, out and about. So. Yeah, guys, you're lucky if you catch me on a Wednesday. Always out.
Well, you've had a busy start to January.
Yeah, we've gone straight in. Our first shoot, we had like two shoots in one day. We did Nana. She looked, it was insane. Like she looked.
So Nana is our new fashion broadcaster and editor.
So we were doing a shoot for her just to introduce her to the team. And then we went straight in with SL Man. Then we had some commercial shoots going on. And it's just really, really busy. Like kind of nice to get thrown in and like stuck into it. So it's good.
And how did you get into, studied politics. So tell us a bit more.
So like I studied politics and international relations thinking like, I've always had like a real big interest in politics, still do. Then like after uni, went into like investment banking. I was like, I hate this. I was like, I can't do this. I was like, no one cares what they look like. I was like, I can't do it. And then, because I was in Manchester, I was like, I'm going to have to move to London. And then I got a job at ASOS, started working at ASOS, loved it. Then did an internship at Dior, loved that. And then like waited it out a little bit, saw it on Sherlock's and was like, right, let's just try it. Went for it.
And
she
smashed it.
Yeah, here I am. So yeah,
corporate
it's been a
girl slash...
I know, really weird, isn't it? But yeah, here finally, but yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And Steph.
Hi. So I'm videographer and editor, so I'm part of the team at Video. We do all things the show, when we have shoots, it's so much fun. I genuinely love my job. I didn't study this in college either, so I actually did pretty similar to Saruf. I did like politics and law and all this, so it's completely different. Worked in like a political consulting company in New York for a year, and
yes,
I was like,
course.
I hate this so much.
Honestly, yeah. That is literally, the feeling, isn't
yeah,
it?
I just literally
so
hated
all
it.
The time.
But living in New York, what was that like?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like the best ever. like genuinely could never match it again.
Yeah.
And I think I would never even want to move back to New York because I feel like I could never match that time. It was just perfect.
Don't people say live in New York for a year, then leave?
Yeah. Mm. So I did like 2 years and it was, I would have stayed longer, but I had to leave because of visas and I'm glad I did. I'm out of the rat race of it all. It was crazy, but it was perfect.
I feel like if you've got good memories and good takeaways and you're like, I just don't want to spoil that. That's like one thing.
Can always go back for a holiday. I'm going back.
And do you have good New York recs?
Yeah, great ones.
You should do a site take. You should do a site feature.
I got you.
I'd love
I got
that.
You. Yeah, I'm going actually in a few weeks, so I can have some updated ones.
Oh my god! Can you do like a little day in the life? Like
oh my god!
Yes.
Yeah,
are you gonna vlog? For those who don't know, Steph
yes.
also vlogs.
Yes. I have a YouTube channel. Oh. I've been very quiet on it for a while.
I saw you post it.
I know. Yeah. We're getting back.
But it must be so hard to fit it in your alongside your job.
I think when I was working a different type job, when I was doing like the political stuff, it was like such a nice break. Mm. But when I do video all day to go home and then do more video, I'm like, no, I'm actually
it becomes a bit of like a challenge, doesn't it? Like you don't really enjoy
I'm like allergic to going on to Premiere Pro. And So, but we're getting back into it.
And you had an exciting week this week as well.
Yeah, such a busy
first
one.
Show.
First show back, it was hectic, but it was good. Mm. I love doing the show. It's such an adrenaline rush, but like, Saruf was like, do you want to go for a walk during the day? I'm like, don't talk
to me. I literally just mime over to you. I'm like, lunch?
No, we film it in the morning and it goes out in the evening. So it's a really quick turnaround. But I love it.
And we've had some really cool guests. Recently.
Yeah,
it was a great guest.
Yeah, we had your girl.
I can't believe I wasn't in the office. I did know she was coming and I'm so upset I wasn't there to
what in childhood. What in the 2014 YouTubers, Tanya Burr doing the SL
office? Oh, did you see that?
Honestly,
that was one of our TikTok comments.
Yeah, I saw her.
No, but she's such a hun. Like, she was great.
So nice.
She's great. I watched it. She was great.
She was
but guys,
great.
We didn't find out what happened to her.
No, it was a question on the show. a comment was, did Sapna ask?
People, after, really? Yeah. That's so funny. Well, after that whole Roman Empire thing, so many people messaged me saying, I know what happened. Loads of PRs, won't reveal them. But basically, Martha's fine.
Oh, she's okay.
Good.
Okay.
Friends, okay. She's thriving. Okay. She's living her best life. That's fine. It's all good.
As long as she's good.
She wasn't in the handbag. No.
Yeah. Speaking of thriving, how have you all been feeling? New Year. I know we're kind of into January now.
Yeah.
But do we get January blues? Do we feel motivated?
Well, January is still going, which
it
is,
which is wild. I don't know how it is. But do you know what? You are right. Like yesterday, I was literally on FaceTime to my family and I was like, I feel a bit down. I was like, I don't know why. My family were like, I think it is just blues. And I think almost it comes in the middle of January because like start of January, you're like fresh in, you're seeing everyone and it's like still quite busy. Then you get to mid-Jan and you're like, it's still January. And you're like, it's still like, you know.
Still rolling.
Still doing the same thing. Yeah. And you just get in like a little bit of like a, ugh. And it's just dark all the time.
And I also feel we've had to make our paychecks last since Christmas. Oh my God. So it's just, you know, we're on baby beans at the moment.
Yeah. We had a jack of potatoes for lunch yesterday with beans.
Love that. And not the Heinz ones either. Because it was too
I must say, Branston are the best.
Oh, my boyfriend says the exact same.
Yeah, you ditch Heinz, Branston beans are way better.
Ooh, I think you're that's a bit slander on Heinz there. No. When the paycheck comes in, Heinz will be in my cupboards.
But what do you guys do to motivate yourselves? Do you have any like tips?
We were chatting about this. Well, not we. I was behind the camera when Team Pod were chatting about it. And Charlotte was mentioning a TikTok she saw where it was, are you acting summery in winter? You should take winter to rest. Take winter
like
to
hibernate.
No, I just want summer the whole time.
No, I think everything has to have its season.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I
then it makes summer so special when it comes. So now, like, in the weekends, I'm, like, fully hunkering down. People are like, are you free on a Sunday? I'm never free on a Sunday now. Yeah. I just do a whole day to myself. And
we
I
know.
But I think you're right. I think people try and live summer through the winter.
Yeah, and
that's,
just can't.
You know, and you just that's can't. Exhausting. It's colder, it's darker.
You're setting yourself up for a fail.
I think you're right. I think that's the thing, because the evening feels so short. You're like, right, I'm going to go home, do this and this. And then by the time you cook, you're like, oh my God, it's so dark. I don't want to do anything. It's just cold.
Yeah. That's the only thing. It's literally today -5 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minus six. Yeah. Right. Wild. Well, also, that's what I find really hard is what to wear. Like, what are you guys wearing at the moment?
Well, let's go. I accidentally wore satin
trousers and it's like -5 degrees.
Let's go through. What are you wearing today, Saroop?
So I've got my gazelles on, my Christmas present. I don't know why I made the decision to. Clearly, I forgot the temperature, but I'm wearing some satin trousers from Mango. This is a fluffy jumper from Anthropologie, and then a bomber jacket, which is the Mulberry and Axel Arigato collab.
Very cool. Love it. Your bomber jacket, we need to do a TikTok just on your weekend bomber jacket.
Yeah, I know. I do love a bomber jacket. I feel like it's just like really fun, and it's like a nice in-between of like looking quite chill, but you can make it look a bit
more cool. You look together in a bomber.
Do you know what I mean? You can. Yeah. What are you wearing?
I have got this Life of Ease track set on, which I love. I actually wore this every day over the Christmas holidays.
So nice.
And the trousers are great with the blazer as a separate.
And it's quite formal. Like, it looks like really smart. It's
the
really
cut
nice.
Is quite it's formal. Cool. Yeah. It's really nice.
And they actually do it in another colourway as well. Sap, what are you wearing today?
I am wearing my trusty, we both have this, House of Sunny bomber, which is just, like you said, it's so easy to throw it on, isn't it? This is a tee from Anthro, and these are some Free People jeans, which, can I just say, they are my MVP for the past couple of months. Like, their jeans, their jumper, everything, I'm obsessed. And then, I'm doing a bit of a red sock moment.
Oh my God.
Guys, you know what? I was at my friend's house this weekend and I was cold. And I was like, can I borrow some socks? And she gave me these red ones randomly. And then I was like, oh my God, this is actually a trend.
Yeah, you're like, she's a trendy girl.
And they are not going back.
No, they're not. They're not going back. But yeah, I wore them on Monday actually with my ballet flats and really liked that vibe. Yeah, and then this morning I was like, oh, loafer situation. And Daisy has these as well. These are the Duke and Dexter. Don't even know what they're called, but they're penny loafers. So
and you've got the kiss on them.
Yes,
and I've got
the
cherries.
Kiss, and it says j'adore. And yeah, Daisy's got this.
So sweet.
Oh, they're so nice.
That's the look.
Love it.
Steph?
I'm also wearing a House of Sunny jacket. Yeah, I got it in the Liberty sale recently.
So nice.
In January purchase. Got a little granddad knit on from Naked. White tee from COS. Topshop brown cords and COS loafers as well.
I love your cords. I feel like cords are real having a moment. I feel like they look so cool now.
They're cozy but kind of put together.
Looks so nice.
Steph just rocks granddad core.
Guys, I've just been writing a story for the LG Hub on what's called Eclectic Grandpa.
Eclectic Grandpa.
And oh my God, I did it and I was like, whoever sees this is going to think I'm like honestly not like, doing okay. But it was so fun. Like, it's just so clashy and fun.
Yeah.
And, like,
but there's so much of it now. Yeah. And I feel like sometimes, as much as it's like eclectic grandpa, you're also like New York vibes.
Yeah.
I feel like you really bring that energy. Yeah. Which is so
you know,
nice.
When you say like your three words that describe you, like American comes into.
Yeah. Wait, what are your three words?
I think American has to be the main one. And I've said this before, and people are like, oh, you don't dress like American girl. I'm thinking American boy. Like the jock.
Baseball. You love a baseball cap.
I love a baseball cap. Glasses on, headphones on, and it looks a little bit.
I love it. And scratching glasses are my favourite thing.
Oh my god.
So good. Right, well, should we move on to the hot list? There's so much to discuss
this week. Okay. To chat about. Pharrell show had just happened.
Sick. My friend went to it.
No.
Really?
And they give out so much good goodies when you get the invite, and it's all so aesthetic. And I was just like living through the Insta stories. It was insane.
Sorry, just backtracking like 2 seconds. I said Pharrell show. It was Louis Vuitton men's. Which Pharrell obviously is creative director of.
And he's done one spring summer before, hasn't he?
I want to say he's done two.
Okay, I think.
Yeah, I think
one
he's done
two. One was in Paris, there was that mega one.
I think he's done two in Paris.
I think there's two.
And this is, the third. But
I loved it.
Okay, the bags? So one was the bags. I cannot get over the bags.
Accessories always slap. So
I like the backstory of it all, because obviously he was going back to like, that cowboy vibe, but he was saying that he wanted to go back to like the olden day cowboys, like who the real cowboys were. Which actually, I think Virgil did something like that.
Yeah, he did similar. Yeah. So I think it is like a little bit of a continuation. Because do you remember one of them was through like Virgil's bedroom? Like one of the shows was like a few years ago. It's like supposed to be like through movement, that sort of thing. Like
that's
through.
Really cool.
So cool.
Like, I love, there was a really long coat with tassels at the bottom. I have that in my wardrobe tomorrow.
I know. Yeah. So nice. Tassels are really having a moment now. You've got a really nice fringe jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I always see that and I'm like, oh, you'd never think that, like, that's coming back. But I'm like, kind of here for it. Lovely vibe, yeah. Sorry.
But I like the influences of, like, he said it was Native American culture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, like, there was a big artisan influence
but
there.
He's done his history, which is nice. Exactly. So it's like a real like homage to that. It's really nice.
It was really cool. And it's just really fun.
The main thing I want to know about Pharrell is when he is dropping the skincare routine.
Oh that man does not age. Please.
But I heard that he does do that thing where he puts his face in the bowl of ice. Did you ever go through that phase? I did try it for a bit.
I saw Bella Hadid doing it.
A friend of mine swears by it, but more probably just get rid of the hangover.
Yeah, possibly, actually, yeah.
Another thing, have you guys heard Ariana Grande's new song? That's just come out.
Yes, and.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but the song, I like, whatever, but the lyrics are just like a big fuck you.
She lost like something like 300k followers on Insta like this week, yeah.
But you know what? Originally, I was like, yeah, go Ari, like, you tell them. And then I was like, actually, though, did you steal someone's controversial?
Yeah. She's got like, a bad little...
The more you look into her, she is quite controversial. I feel like we try and like back her all the time, and then I'm like...
I know.
Do you remember the donut thing? Do you remember when she licked the donut?
The donut, yes.
And she had to apologise to America?
Yeah.
That was
just
awful,
unlocked
though.
A memory.
Yeah, literally. And she did not care. She was on that interview like, yes, sorry.
I know. That was and then so the CCTV got released.
Literally.
Oh my God, that was quite funny. But no, I think the thing is, obviously, we don't actually know what's happened with her partners or her ex or this guy. Like, there could be no drama. And maybe that's where she's coming from with this of like, my business is mine, mind your business kind of thing.
Yeah, true.
But it's a bop.
Yeah.
I liked the song. Before she started singing, I liked the beat. The beat is good, and then I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, it's a bit slow.
No, but I'm excited to hear new music from her.
Another thing was the friendship tax.
Yes, have you guys seen this on TikTok?
Yeah.
Well, we discussed this. I didn't really get it all. Like, I don't get what they're trying to say.
Okay, so basically, when you go out for, let's say, drinks and dinner with your girlfriends, you either have to factor in the fact that people might be ordering different things, people might be sharing, people might be ordering cocktails. So do you take that in as like a friendship tax and everyone just splits the bill down the middle and just accepts that we're all linking up, we can't really ever make it right.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, you have the classics, like, I'm going to order the most expensive cocktail. And you're always like, seriously?
Well, this is my thing, I don't really, like, I drink, but, like, not that much. Like, I'll have maybe a drink and be pissed. Like, I don't need to drink that much. But then other people may want to have a bottle. And I'm like, I always split the bill. But I do really get what this is coming from.
Yeah.
Like, there is just this friendship tax every time you go out. And I think actually the point of the whole TikTok or this girl's thing is that there are other things you can actually do with your friends. Let's normalise going for a coffee, going for a walk, going to the
because
like,
if you do that twice
museum,
a week, you're then £80 down, aren't you?
Yeah. Exactly.
But then I do
get that. But then do you not think on the flip side is also like, guys, life is so short.
Yeah.
Like, I do get it. And I think actually if they're your friends, you just be open and you're like, oh, guys, like money is a bit short for me this month. Like, I've not had the bottle. So if you don't mind, like if they're your friends, I feel like they'll
totally
get that.
Agree.
But also like I wouldn't be splitting pennies.
No, and that does annoy me a bit. But also shout out to the ones that are just like, let's save this back and forth, and I'll just put it on my card. Yeah. You guys,
trust me
back.
Later.
Yeah. I'm always like, you're an OG.
I'm like, I love that you can do that. Yeah. And it's not bouncing for you.
Exactly. Yeah. If I've got 30 quid in my account,
you're like, oh, a little short.
But yeah, no, I think it is. I think it is a thing. Yeah. And also, you know, things come and go. Like an extra drink there, you know, you will return the favor with a coffee. Yeah. You'd like to think that your friends would do that. So don't get too hung up if you know, a half of your friendship group decide to get the cocktails in and you sit there thinking, that is annoying. Really, but I think sometimes just split it because things come back and things come around.
But also with what you were saying, like, it kind of is about what your priorities are. And it's like a bigger conversation. Yeah. But like, if you prefer going for like food with your friends and like you want to save that money and budget to be able to do that every month or every week or whatever, then make it work for you. If you want to spend your money on clothes, don't spend it somewhere else. Like, I think, you know, people are always like, oh, how do you spend money on this? Or how do you afford to do this? And it's like, you just have to prioritize what you want to save your money for and what you want to spend it on. Some people spend it on going out loads and drinking and some people save it on nice things like for your home. I think it's like your prerogative and like what you want to do.
I think it also goes like further than money. I think it's like what makes you feel good. Because if you know that you're like exhausted on a Thursday and you're just going to be like stressed the whole time, then don't do it. I understand the like back and forth of, oh, but I should be social, but I don't want to spend it. I get that. But like you said, then go for a walk on like Friday or something. It's, or invite them to do something on the Saturday.
If you lead the way in your friendship group of deciding what to do, that helps. Because you know, you do have the same people that perhaps might just go for the most expensive restaurant, but be like, guys, why don't we actually
do
that? Yeah, or go walk around Borough Market. Or
we'll do what Daisy does and go for a run club.
Oh, I know, I know.
We were talking about this
I'm
the other
day. I'm so inspired, but I don't know if I'm joining.
Guys, come join.
Oh. I'll meet you at the end.
Yeah, we'll have the coffees waiting.
Yeah, we'll have the coffee waiting. You do a big old run. I'll see you do it.
But we were talking about this at lunch, and I was like, I feel like loads of my friends in London are now moving. So I was like, I want more London friends, but everyone runs. It's always like, let's make friends running. Like, why can't we walk and make friends? Like, let's just go for a walk. Yeah. Like, all you people want to run, and you're such nice people, but like, I don't want to run to get to know you.
I'll like electric scooter next to you.
Yes.
And I'll race
line bike.
Line
bike.
Yeah, that was so good.
Another trend that I saw on TikTok, it was not really a trend, but it's this girl who did, we'll link her name somewhere, but she basically was talking about this like trope of the hometown girly to influencer. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's like the Olivia Neal kind of vibe of like, everyone loves them because and Emma Chamberlain, everyone loves them because they're so down to earth. They're the girl next door. You know them because they're from a small town, and then they grow and they grow. And then one day they like hit this level where you're a bit like, oh, I really can't relate to you anymore. And it's like, it happens quite often. And I think it's
all the time
with influencer culture, especially, it's happening so much more.
That's so true.
Yeah, because the same thing happened with Monet McMichael. So she's like the viral influencer, TikToker. Again, like, she started doing beauty and she's so raw and she's so real. Like, she shows you how she waxes her armpits. Like, she's so raw. And again, people were trying to come for her and say, your content isn't relatable anymore. And it's like, well, actually, because when you do come from that small town, you're going to grow. Because if you've not grown up with the things that you could have had, when you have the opportunity to buy them, you're going to take that chance. You know, you're not faking and saying, oh, I'm still like really humble and home. Actually, I wanted these things growing up, so this is me. And I think people need to respect that's just like also a natural evolution. I think as long as you stay grounded within your like, do you know what I mean? In your personality.
Marketing team, we're having this discussion because I think there's a term for it. Myra was talking.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Saying it's called like the FaceTime influence. Yes. Yeah. Something like that. And it's basically where you, ultimately, that, you know, this day and age, there are these content creators that just sit and talk to camera like Madeline Nardi, Olivia Neal, and you feel you're on FaceTime with them. You feel like they are your friends.
You have a connection,
Do really think that they are your friends, they're relatable. Yeah. And then suddenly, they reach this unattainable point and people get really sad about that. But like you say, it is that progression, but it's sad.
Yeah. I think it's also people are realising, and this is like the negative side of, I guess, social media, that like they get to this stage because of you. It's because of your engagement that they're able to suddenly go buy all these things and this, like, you know, go to these fashion shows. And it's a nice thing, but I think some people do see it as like they're maybe a bit jealous or I don't know. Yeah. They're like, oh, you've used me.
Yeah.
I think that's where
the thing,
it's
like we're
from.
No longer related. It's like saying like we can't be friends anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you're saying, exactly. That's what it is. True. And I do get that. And it's like weird that like social media can make you develop that like really weird relationship.
Parasocial kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just quite hard for them to stay humble in their minds.
I feel like it's nice. Like when I see Emma Chamberlain in her big, massive mansion, I'm like, you go, girl. We
but
you got
are that
you there.
Friend. Yeah.
But I suppose it depends on their vibe. Like I feel like she's still so down to earth. She's still herself. Yeah. Maybe some people do change. Yeah. And then it's kind of like hard to stay on the same relationship because, you know, they've actually changed the way they're acting on camera. Mm. But if they're acting the same, I'm like so excited to see them succeed.
Yeah. I think there's also an age factor though, because I think a lot of these girls and guys, they're so young when they start and they're going to change purely because they're
naturally
growing up as
well. Yeah, that's the other thing.
So I think that's something to
take. It is
a
bit annoying
when
you see the comments like, I want the old Olivia back.
Yeah, I know.
Like, well, she's grown up.
What is she supposed to do? Go back to Belfast and sit in her bedroom?
Yeah.
Good luck.
But like, look at Zoella, because I think that's a really good example of someone who actually, surface level, has not changed.
Yeah.
Like, we've grown, or I say we, I've like grown up with, maybe not, like have grown up with her. And I do feel like that's like, she was so young. And then now, like, she's a mum, she's got kids, but I still get that same, like, feeling when I watch her. It hasn't changed. And I think
so true.
Some people just can keep quite wholesome with their content. But that's a choice. Like, that's just who she is.
Yeah. I think you're right. Like you say, it comes to personality. Like, if you keep with that, then... But I think that happens in all friendship groups. Like, when... You know what it's like? If you have, like, corporate friends and you're a fashion girly, it's like trying to find the in-between of that, because they could be, like, five steps ahead of you in what you think you should be doing, and then you're like not always seeing eye to eye. So I think it's just like, it's just whoever you are as a person, isn't it, that it comes down to.
But like on the topic of social media, I saw this other honestly everything I see is TikTok. But I saw this, I'm actually screenshotted it because I wanted to quote it exactly. But it basically, that's my cat. It basically said, 15 years ago the internet was an escape from the real world. Now the real world is an escape from the internet.
Ooh, yeah, it's true, actually.
And there was a photo of like the old school like study desk with like a desktop, and like that was the only place you could go to access the internet.
Yeah.
Now it is everywhere.
And you're right, like on the tube, I like consciously like don't look at my phone, because I'm like, you can take this like 20 minutes to not, but then you look and everyone else is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The double screening. I'm so bad at it. Yeah.
Watching
so
TV.
Bad. I'm so bad at it. With a red light mask on, sat there scrolling and watching The Traitors. Like, all what am I doing?
No, guys, I listen to things in 3x speed now.
Oh my God.
3x speed.
Like, where do you have to go?
My brain is melted. I don't know if it's from just like editing and I'm like, I just need more.
Yeah.
But like, that's insane. My brain is fried.
Oh my God,
It is crazy, to be fair. I feel like my brother's really good at this. Like when he goes to bed, he leaves his phone in the living room.
So does my housemate. She leaves it in the kitchen.
I don't know how they do it, but it is so good. I think once you just, it's like, it's that atomic habits. Once you do something, you're like 30 days, you can do it. So like, so good. But it does teach you that like, we just pick up our phones because it's habit, and it's so bad.
Well, it's addictive. I am actually addicted. I am addictive.
Like
there are worse things to be addicted to.
Yeah, agreed. But it's in all in the brain.
Well, they were saying it's like almost this third presence in a room when like the internet or social media is there. They were saying that like if you walk into a room of new people, when you're feeling a bit awkward, what do?
Pick up the
phone.
Take
out also, right now we're sat here.
And it's so nice.
We know exactly where our phones are.
It's all right.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
You know, it's just there.
So true. You're so aware of it. But also, like, I was... So I was saying this recently. I think it's also because it's your connection to the outer world.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know about you. If I watch Netflix too much, I get a bit stressed and I have to put like the TV on because I'm like, I need to see the BBC adverts. Yeah, or like, I need to know that there's like a world out there.
That is funny.
Honestly.
But so it's funny you do that rather than walk outside and like see a tree.
Touch grass.
You know what I mean? Like, no judgment.
I'm like, that could be a CGI tree. Let me just make sure the BBC One advert is still there.
But it is weird, and like, I think that's like a nice thing to look into this year, maybe for all of us.
Yeah, true.
Switch off a little bit.
But you touched on setting goals, like, you know, the new year, January. One thing I don't want to set myself stupid, unrealistic thing. Mm-hmm. And I think there's such a pressure in January. I hate it. Diet culture.
Oh,
it's
rubbish.
You know, the pressure to sign up to a new gym, the pressure to spend all your money on these gym classes, whatever.
Yeah.
Take it week by week. And what are the new habits? Is it that you want to walk more with your friends? And just literally, what am I going to do this week?
That's how I've taken it for yourself. Yeah, just like a little thing. Yeah, it's so true.
Otherwise, you are just setting yourself up to fail. Like, I've been ill the last few days and I felt like, fucking hell, like, I haven't done anything I wanted to do.
That's the thing.
Yeah. All of the things I want, like, they've gone downhill.
But your body obviously needed to rest and we didn't allow ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the time this goes out, I feel like awards season's kind of gone, but I feel like we can't not speak about like a few main bits that happened. Like, for example, I was showing this to you this morning, but America Ferrera's speech, when she won that award.
So
Honestly, it was the same feeling as like that speech she did in Barbie. She's got such a way with words, and like, I just think she's incredible. That whole cast.
But do you feel like also, I do feel like I grew up watching her. Like, I watched, you know, like Sisterhood and then like through the whole of Ugly Betty. I just feel like she's done so much for like women in general, honestly, like
always.
Unreal.
And Margot's speech when she introduced her kind of highlighted that.
I think that was
so
actually almost like more poignant.
Yep.
It was so good.
People who haven't heard it, do you guys want to give a little recap?
Yeah. Just the way she said everything, and like when they're just like locking eyes with each other, she just talks about like the evolution of the sisterhood and how like she's always represented those girls that never felt good enough. Yeah. And again, in Ugly Betty, you know, she's caught the fact that she's called that is so ironic. Yeah. And then obviously, you know, she grows into this incredible person. But like in so many ways that like, I related to that. Yeah, like I was like, I was that girl. I wasn't meant for fashion. But then like, you know, you watch this stuff and you do start to think, I know it's a film, but like she did it. We can all try it. And then you end up doing it. But 100%. It was so nice to see Margot Robbie give her that limelight.
Exactly. Like, actually, especially as a white woman. Like, exactly. It's really nice that she's like taking her privilege.
Yeah,
and, like,
I
agree.
Because I think they did say she is the first and only woman to have won. I can't remember what award it was, but the first and only Latina woman to have won that.
It was something to do with best actress on a TV show, a comedy TV show.
Something,
but like you said, first and only.
And only, which is wild given how much Latina TV there is. Yeah.
And Latina TV is huge.
Yeah. Especially in the US, so it's like wild, but
And her dress was amazing. Oh. She was one of the best dressed.
Yeah. Honestly, I think she's been killing it. To be fair, the cast of Barbie, I do think their looks have been on point recently. So good.
Yeah.
And then did you see that all of all the girls from the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, like Blake Lively, they were all on the red carpet to support America.
Yeah. Oh, I love that little. I saw TikTok of it.
So awesome. So nice. Blake Lively, I'm so here for her. She's real, like, she's like so proud of her. She's like the proud mum. I was like, oh, it was really nice to see. Are we like us? Like, when you guys are like winning Emmys, are we like,
we're
Sporty Spice over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that'll be the one.
I love that.
Can we please talk about Io Edebiri?
Yes.
Guys,
oh my God,
I'm obsessed with her. I want to be her best friend. I need, like, what she's been wearing at the awards. Also, the fact that she's gotten 3 awards.
Yeah.
You obviously know her from The Bear. She was in Bottoms with Rachel Sennett. Yeah. And I've gone a deep dive. Myself and Ellie are obsessed with
them. So well done.
They have they're comedians at heart. Yeah. So they used to do stand-up in college. That's where they met. And they are so funny. They had, like, this show with YouTube and Comedy Central where they were, like, single and dating. And their timing is just unreal.
So
and
on point.
So they're 28. So, like, similar age.
Yeah, I was going to say, how old are they?
Oh, they're both 28. That's... And, like, I was just doing so well. And, like, when she does her speeches, she gets all nervous. And I'm like, she's us. Like, that is our girl.
Yeah, literally. She's doing it for all those people. And that's what she said. Yeah. Her dresses, though.
Her stylist went over time.
The rose black leather.
And the white suit.
The white suit. And the red strapless.
She's perfect. The black.
The black.
Guys, I'm obsessed. I need her to be my friend.
But The Bear was like top tier.
Yeah, amazing.
I think it deserves that blew like everybody's expectation.
Yeah,
it was amazing, wasn't it?
And did you notice that the Irish have like taken her as their own? Yes, have you seen this?
Tell me what this is because I keep seeing people mention things about Ireland and her, but I'm like, what is? I missed the original joke.
Stephanie is the connection.
I know. There's literally no connection, but that's why we've like continued this on. So she made a joke on the red carpet, and she said that she was the girl that played the donkey in The Banshees of Inisherin, which is the movie, Irish movie that Colin Farrell and Barry Keoghan were in. And she just made this joke. She's like, I was the donkey. I love Ireland. And she was like doing like copying the Irish accent. And she was like, my people. And it was like a complete joke. And then the Irish people are just like, she's ours.
We're backing her.
She's one of ours. So like when she's winning awards, people are like, another Irish win. And she's literally not Irish at all. And I'm obsessed. And she's taking this on like completely. And she's in another interview and she's like, yeah, my people of Ireland, like Dublin, Killarney, I love you. And I'm like, I saw
that's so good.
She's going to be my best friend. Yeah. Basically, that's
make
I'm
it
just
happen.
Putting it out into the world.
Make it happen. There you go. I think you can.
Such a fan.
Manifest it.
Okay. Sorry, when we had a break a second ago, what did you just see on Twitter?
Amy Lou Wood has been announced for season 3 of White Lotus.
The one from Sex Education.
Amy, the girl who's like, she's unbelievable.
That's brilliant.
It's
oh my
so
god,
good.
She'll be amazing.
That's such a win.
That's actually so sick.
She is great.
She's unreal.
The rest of the cast was also announced, but I cannot for the life of me remember. It was no one that I was like, oh, yes.
Like, wow.
But that one, I was like,
yeah, she's so amazing. I feel like the cast of Sex Education oh my god, done so, like, from Barbie. I know.
Literally.
Also, the fact that, have you been watching Love Island All Stars?
Yes! Sorry, but hang on, I've not watched last night, so no one.
No, I won't spoil it, but why, how did Chris get into Barbie?
Because Margot Robbie's obsessed with him. They met at a party, and she was
so
chatting
wild.
To him, and he was yapping on about, like, inappropriate, funny stuff, and he left the conversation being like, I bombed that, I'm such a freak, and she left it being like, I'm obsessed with him.
Like, I wanted to be.
Because she's always been obsessed with, like, British telly.
She loves Love Island.
She's obsessed with Clapham.
She's obsessed with like Clapham in the UK.
She loves
Inferno.
Yes, of
course.
That's a fever
dream. That's a fever dream.
Must have done.
Oh my god.
Because I think her husband's British.
Yeah, he's a British film director. Yeah. Whatever.
But talking of TV, guys, we'll touch on it, and it will only touch on it, but Traitors.
Traitors.
Oh,
last night.
Oh my god.
The smile that he does and the laugh. I'm like,
I think you have to be a narcissist to be good at that show.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, I do. No, because do you know what? I mean, spoilers if you haven't already seen it. Diane, I think if she was a traitor, she would have been good.
Yeah,
and I actually don't think she would have been as snaky.
No.
But you're right.
Harry is brilliant.
I love Harry.
I hope he would. Brilliant. Me too.
I don't.
I need to get onto it.
I was never onto it. And the people on Sherlock's pod were talking about it last year. And I was like, what is this traitor? Anyway, had to fly out to Dubai when we were launching in Middle East. And there was nothing on the plane. And I just saw 12 episodes of the traitors. Yeah. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to just put that on.
Bang through it.
Oh
so good.
My god. Really? I was like, get me on that flight home so I can finish the trailer.
Yeah.
You have
to give it a hot minute to like warm up because it's a bit of a slow start.
I like the premise. It kind of slightly reminds me of Survivor, which is one of my favourites.
And also, do you remember, did you ever used to play Wink Wink Murder?
Murder, that's what it is.
It's literally.
Do you remember that game?
God,
sit in the circle. Oh my god.
You knew
the playground was next level. You had that game.
The
most dramatic
decimal.
Oh, and you'd literally go,
Or there'd be like three of you at one time. Oh my god, thrilling.
That's
it's
so
like
funny.
That. But you know it's gonna be good because it's on BBC.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like not
BBC's
on
best.
Oh, she
love
loves
her.
It.
The
she
dramatics,
loves it.
Can we just talk about when they buried her?
Oh my god! They closed the coffin.
But the
honestly, they're going
works.
For
an
Emmy.
I can't
that
really
the fact that Paul bought them out.
Do you think it's just a super high emotion situation?
I think it is a bit like Love Island probably, where like you're with everyone for such a long period of time. In a small house, and you probably do get a bit more heightened than you should because they get so
do they?
Yeah.
But
and have they got their phones and stuff? Like, I think perhaps they
do that.
And I do think the challenges are good because that builds in like team bonding and leadership. People get really like I'm
into
super
it,
competitive,
yeah,
and I can imagine like loving everyone if you win.
True. Yeah, I feel like you forget how quickly you get attached as a human, which is why it shocks me that Paul acts the way he does and then brought out the tears. And
but
I was
this
like,
is the thing of like. Clearly humans are just so fickle of like they can just fall for anything, like you forget.
And
oh my
also
God,
sheep being a sheep, they all just it's incredible.
So
one person throws something out there and then the amount of people that just jump on
that
just because it's the easy thing to do
But it's like It is, though. It's that culture, yeah. Isn't it? When, like, it's like you see it all the time in London. You know when you go to cross... So, you know, you're like, you're at a really busy crossroads. Yeah. Do you not feel a sense of pride when it's on a red light and you walk and everyone walks behind you and you're like, I did that. Honestly, sets you up for such a good day. But you're right.
Yeah, it's just being human.
I bet you're a jaywalker.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And you, like, make a friend with the person that came directly behind you.
You're like, yes.
I feel like Moses going across the Red Sea.
Yeah, literally.
So good.
Who do you think will win?
I think Harry. I hope
I do think he will. I feel really bad for Jazz because you know what? He keeps saying the right thing and then thinking he's wrong. I'm like, my Jazz, God. You're right though.
Mate. I know. Oh, bless him.
Any other TV? There's a lot at the moment.
Movies? Have you guys seen Poor Things?
No, I'm going to go and see.
Yeah, I loved it.
At the blank page before you.
Excuse me? Anyone but you. Anyone but
you. I was like, I was like, The Hills.
No, anyone but you.
Anyone but you.
But I
want to
go see
it.
We're going to watch Beekeeper. That's like a real action-y style.
So Ali in the office went to watch that.
Oh, which one? Sally went to watch it. Yeah. So I feel like me and her like love a good like action. I don't have time for like the soppy stuff.
What's the subscription?
No, guys. I have it as well. The membership for the cinema.
£15 a month
or something? You're so good at going to the cinema.
No, for Odeon.
Oh. Yeah, I have the Odeon membership. What so is it's it? £17 a month for unlimited pretty movies.
Good. That's really good.
You, though, the fact that you were like, I think Ali's got that subscription. Fire stick.
Fine.
I thought that's
£17 a month.
No, guys, it's my favourite thing. I cancelled my gym membership so that I could my cinema membership instead. It's my favourite thing. Every Friday, if I don't have plans, I go to the cinema by myself.
That's such good self-care.
And actually, let's normalise that.
It's my favourite. Let's get back to the cinema. Honestly, I kind of prefer it by myself because people are just talking through it. Yeah.
And
like,
I'd quite like bring like a hip flask of, not a hip flask. She said party.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, a hot chocolate in and I stuff loads of snacks in my bag.
Yeah, that's not illegal.
Is it not?
No. Odeon or Cineworld came out a few months ago and tweeted that you actually are allowed, so you don't have to hide anything anymore.
Yeah, because why is a water bottle £3.50?
No, it is ridiculous.
Trust me, honestly, it's unreal.
But yeah, if you like movies, I would recommend getting one because I've seen so many movies I probably wouldn't have seen. Like Poor Things, I don't think I would have gone to see it. Loved it.
Is it good?
Unbelievable.
What is it, briefly, about?
I suppose briefly, it's about, spoilers, it's about a scientist. Emma Stone is the main character and she is like a little project for a scientist and it's
kind of like Frankenstein.
There's like a brain kind of surgery situation, so seeing her kind of grow up and learn to love life and be it's really cool. I expected to be overly alt. I thought it was gonna be like alternative movies, and you're like but I was like obsessed.
That director is like incredible. I think though, do go into it knowing it's
a bit weird. And there are like a lot of naked bodies and things like that. It's quite artsy. So know it's gonna be artsy, but push through because it's really good.
Have you seen The Favourite?
No,
which
I haven't.
Before this one, I haven't watched either, but I really want to watch that.
What's the premise of that again? I feel like I have seen.
I can't remember, but I've heard it's really good, and I think a lot of people have said watch that first because then it's a bit of like an intro.
Oh, you already get.
It's not
it's
to
like
do
he
with
has
this.
A style of movie. It's like Quentin Tarantino, isn't it? I didn't get any of them, but you have to have been brought up on that style.
It's a little weird. So, like, if you want to like get used to it before watching it, watch that first.
Yeah, I know the style.
Great. Cool. Well, it's been such a fun first pod back.
I know, it's so nice.
We've got loads to look forward to. We're actually, with London Fashion Week round the corner.
Yeah, very exciting.
We have got an exciting scavenger hunt.
Yes,
so do
have.
Keep your eyes peeled on socials.
We'll reveal more.
We'll just say Burberry Show, Monday night, Club and Common.
Oh my God.
Thrilling.
See you
I'm so excited.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here. And thanks everyone for watching and listening. And we're really excited for everything this year has to come. So see you soon.
See
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.